All right, we're talking with Superchunk. They just rolled in the studios, and they're going to be playing at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey. That's tonight with the band Urge Overkill from Wisconsin or something like that. But Superchunk's a band out of North Carolina, and they're going to introduce themselves now. Say hello, you guys.
Hi, I'm Jim.
I'm Mac.
I'm Chuck.
I'm Laura.
Okay, this is Superchunk, and there have been various permutations in this band, I know, in the past, or I don't know what the deal is exactly. Like, you know, there's Chunk and Wax and all this stuff.
Those don't really have anything to do with Superchunk except for Chunk, which was just before we had to change our name because there's another band called Chunk from New York, so.
Cool.
All the others are completely separate.
And those New Yorkies are some kind of jazz, pretentious
percussion ensemble.
Really? Have you seen them ever?
No.
Yeah. Heard a tape.
Not so hot?
I heard they're pretty good.
Okay. All right. You guys are on Matador Records.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Right.
How did you hook up with that? Or how did you decide to go with that?
We were supposed to put out a record on Homestead when Gerard was doing Homestead, along with a couple other records like a Merge compilation, etc. And then Gerard left Dutch East and played a tape of the record for Chris Lombardi, who was just starting Matador. I guess the HP Zinca record was the first thing he was already planning on putting out. And he said that he'd put the album out on Matador. So eventually Gerard joined Matador as well, so it worked out. It worked out sort of nicely, but the whole thing got started with them.
Do you guys have another record in the works on Matador? Or
we have a single that will be out pretty soon, and probably another couple albums down the road.
Yeah. All right, we're going to play a Superchunk song right now. This is my favorite Superchunk song anyway. It's called My Noise, and it's from their album that came out towards the end of the summer. This is Superchunk on PRB. That's music from Superchunk on Stereo 103 WPRB in Princeton, and that's from their latest album, or first album, I guess, self-titled, eponymous, if you want to get intellectual about it.
That song is actually originally released on a single with a couple of other songs. That was their first single, in fact.
Yeah. Is that single out of print now because of the Chunk controversy?
No, not because of that. I think they're all gone now.
Yeah. Now, Mac, you've started to put out some records for other bands on a label that you started on your own called Merge.
Laura, who's a bass player, and I run Merge, and it's been around for a little over a year.
So how many singles have you guys put out so far?
I always forget, but I think it's like 11 or something like that.
Okay.
A couple tapes, yeah. And 10 or 11 singles.
You think you could speak a little louder?
A couple tapes and 10 or 11 7-inches.
Cool.
By mostly North Carolina bands. I guess Bricks couldn't really be considered to be a North Carolina band. And Breadwinner's from Richmond, so.
Yeah. How'd you hook up with the Breadwinner?
We're both Honor Roll fans, which is Penn's band of a couple of years ago, and then he was in Butterglove. We were gonna do something with them, but then they broke up. So Breadwinner is pretty great, and Penn's a friend of ours. So we just we asked if we could put out a record, and they said yes.
Cool.
So
you went up to him, you approached him about it.
Yeah.
Cool.
We asked him about it.
That was nice. Are they going to do any more, or do you know?
I think so. They talked about putting out a record on William David Sims' label, the guy in the bass player for Jesus Lizard. But I don't know if he actually ever got that label going or not.
Do you know what it was called?
I don't know if it had a name or not.
Really?
They're going to record in Chicago at some point, and I don't know if that'll end up on his label, maybe another single on Merge. I don't know. We've talked about that a little bit, but...
Yeah.
Very offhandedly, so I'm not sure what they're gonna do.
Yeah. So this current incarnation of Superchunk's been together since about a year, or like.
Well, actually about 6 months. Jim joined us just before we did our East Coast and Midwest tour this summer in August. Before that, we had another guitar player whose name was Jack McCook. He quit because he didn't want to tour with us, even though we begged him to stay. He'll be moving out of San Francisco pretty soon and pursuing a life of debauchery
and art.
Does touring suck that bad, or?
No, not at all. We were never clear on his
He's just an old fogey, so.
Yeah, he's pretty damn old. He's what?
Jack just wasn't into it, he said. I mean, he's still good friends of everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good buddy. Good guy.
On this little mini tour here, have you guys played some gigs yet, or is this your first one?
This is our fourth show.
Fifth.
Fifth? Oh, sorry.
Fifth or sixth. I can't keep them straight.
So, well, where you guys been before here?
We started in Richmond.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to New Haven and played there, and then New York, and we played in Princeton. And then...
We played two shows in New York, though, really.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. This is Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
then we played Boston.
Yeah, how about that Princeton show, though, huh?
How was the response in New Haven?
It was good.
We had a good show.
That's Jim's old stomping ground.
Yeah, I come from that area before I moved to North Carolina this summer.
Yeah, he's a Yankee.
So it was good to see a lot of people that I used to know.
Were you in Connecticut bands?
Yeah.
Like what?
I was in a band called Humidifier. I was in Amanda by Night. I was in Alligator. I was in...
Woodsman Crusade.
I was in tons of bands, but...
Have you ever heard that compilation, The Towers of New London or whatever?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. That's the only specifically Connecticut record I can think of.
No, most of Connecticut is pretty, you know, bar rock and really uninspired.
There's a lot of rural areas in Connecticut. I mean, like eastern Connecticut.
Yeah,
stuff.
Not as many as in North Carolina, that's for sure.
So how are you finding North Carolina?
It's a lot of fun. I used to visit all the time, so I knew these people for 5 years before I moved down. I like it. I mean,
cool.
Nothing else to do.
Are you guys students, or are you guys playing music full time, or what? Or you know?
Well, we're sort of part time musicians. We're all graduates now, actually.
Uh-huh.
Mac went to Columbia. Jim to some.
I used to teach English. Actually, I'm the opposite of a.
But we're talking about school.
Yeah. Well,
Laura and I went to Carolina, UNC.
Cool.
But I'd say at this point we're sort of, we tour some, but then we basically have jobs that we all go back to. Actually, I don't have a job to go back to, but I imagine I'll have to find one.
Have you guys gone to the West Coast or anything, or to Canada or Europe or anything like that?
We're doing the West Coast after this tour, which is about 2.5 weeks. We'll be back for about a month, and then we're going out on a 4 or 5 week tour, West Coast.
Have you been to the West Coast yet, or this is going to be the first time?
Yeah, first time.
What are you guys expecting?
Cold.
I don't know how anyone's going to know who we are out there. I mean, seems like stuff, you know, word of mouth and things like that travel a lot faster up and down the East Coast. And we've played the East Coast before. We played New York a million times, and we played Boston before. So this tour should be. Pretty great, but out west, you know, I don't know who's going to come see us in Los Angeles or, you know, Texas. I have no idea.
You guys are going to Texas? Austin?
Yeah.
People just show. I mean, I'm sure there are people who have bought the record.
I hope so, but I just can't really fathom it at this point.
Yeah.
I think we'll do pretty well in Pacific Northwest. In addition to our friend Seaweed out there, we've gotten some good press.
Yeah, what's up with that three song thing, Three's Company or whatever?
Yeah.
You guys were on that, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
With Geek and Seaweed?
Uh-huh.
How did you get that together with, is that Simple Machines?
Right, Simple Machines and Leopard Gecko both. And those are the bands, we did it to coincide with the tour this summer with those two bands. It's out of print now, but there's a fanzine in Florida called No Idea Fanzine that will be re-releasing the record and sort of in, you know, some large pressing. But, I think all the songs on there are pretty good.
Cool. So, God, I forgot what I was going to say. How embarrassing. Embarrassing is not exactly the right word either. I don't know what it is. Okay, we're gonna play a band right now that's not Superchunk, if that's okay with you guys.
No.
Sure.
What?
We're gonna play.
Wait, what is this?
We're gonna play a song from the Breadwinner record.
A farce.
That I really like. And we've been playing it a lot around here in recent weeks since we got it. And
what speed do you play it on?
We play it on 45, but is that the wrong speed?
No, that's the right speed, but we've gotten a few letters
totally
asking us which speed it's supposed to be played on.
That, I was stymied. I mean, I didn't really know, but having heard Honor Roll, the 45 RPM sounded more like Honor Roll than not. So, but you're right, there's no speed printed on the record. Anyway, this is a release from the band Breadwinner, and they are out on the Merge label, which Mac and Laura from Superchunk started up, not only to put out their own music, but to put out music from other musicians who are friends of theirs. So this is Breadwinner on Stereo 103 WPRB in Princeton. Music from Breadwinner on Stereo 103 WPRB in Princeton. And right now we're talking with the band Superchunk, not with Breadwinner, as someone shuts the door there. But the relationship there is that Mac and Laura, who play in the band Superchunk, have started up a small record label called Merge that puts out a lot of bands, mostly from North Carolina, but this is the first out-of-state band. They're called Breadwinner, and they're from Richmond, Virginia. We're back here talking with Superchunk, who is touring the East Coast. They're going to be at Maxwell's tonight. With the band Urge Overkill, and then tomorrow at CBGB's. Who are you going to play with tomorrow at CB's? Do you have any idea?
Action Swingers.
Teenage Fan Club.
Are you really?
Yeah, Monster Magnet.
No way.
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 Was that billed anywhere? Was that officially listed?
Yes.
It's a recent addition, I believe.
Yeah,
we weren't even supposed to play until about a week ago.
Wow.
I know that Gerard didn't even know that Teenage Fan Club was playing until yesterday when I told him. So.
Wow, that is really cool. I was way into them. I mean,
yeah, they're pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, you guys and them are pretty much Matador so far for me. Although Zinker's pretty good. I like
Yeah, but
Zinker.
The record didn't really do them justice. I didn't think.
What, the Zinker record didn't do HP Zinker justice?
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, I've seen them live and like the, I don't know, there's something about them going, I am Hans.
You know? Would somebody bring us a beer, please?
And they're like fully locked in the 70s with like the dress and everything.
Yeah. Man, that guy had the widest bell-bottom corduroys and, you know, pulled way up high with the t-shirt tucked in.
You can't buy stuff like that in the United States.
No. Only the Europeans have that fashion sense.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
They're so far ahead of us.
Well, so Teenage Fan Club is going to be playing with y'all on Saturday night at CB's. Wow, that's a good deal. I mean, that if people find out about it, that should draw
hopefully
a heck of a lot of people. Have you guys played with the Action Swingers before or seen them or anything?
Well, we actually we sort of know them because we did a cover of a song of theirs for I guess we played in New York City one time. We played it around a few times, and apparently they heard about it and were quite upset.
Only Ned was upset.
It's not a cover of their big single, Fear of a Messed Up Planet or whatever.
No. We used to do Bum My Trip. That's a great record.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone was upset except for Ned. I think Julie Kapritz was sort of into it.
Uh-huh.
But we don't do that anymore, and I don't think we'll do it that night either.
Do you guys cover a lot of other bands that you're into, or not only songs that are
particularly... A few. I'd like to learn a lot more covers, but we just never seem to have time.
Yeah. You know? Are your sets generally pretty long, or are you guys like...
No.
45-minute sets?
Not even.
Not
yeah,
even?
Yeah, 45 minutes.
40.
40 minutes tops, usually. Just because...
It's hard to play a lot of... I mean,
it's
22-minute songs, you know?
It's fatiguing.
Sometimes we do the Rush medley for an encore, though, and like, one of those songs is like 8 minutes long, so
well, there's
that drags it out.
There's a 6.5-minute drum solo, too.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
No, really.
Seriously?
Yeah.
We're not kidding.
Yeah, we do a lot of Rush. Seriously.
Do you guys...
Totally
just,
honest.
When you get bills like that at CB's, do you have any choice of who you're going to play with, or you just have... I mean.
Oh, yeah, they let us choose.
Okay, no, I mean,
yeah, we picked the lineup. We said we want to play at 1:30 in the morning.
We want to play last.
Other
and we don't want more than 10% of the door. Yeah. That's after the CB's cut.
And we also pick the beer prices, so we choose to pay $4 for a beer. Yeah.
Seriously.
They're really great there. We really love them there.
Yeah.
Good people.
Where do you guys usually stay when you're on the road?
Friends' houses.
Yeah. Are you?
We don't motel.
We usually sleep on the floor of the radio station that interviews us.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well.
You didn't see the pup tent in the.
No,
in
this
the lobby?
This floor is pretty smarmy, man. I don't know if you want to touch it. It's gross.
I like smarmy floors.
Yeah. You should see our floors,
floors
in North Carolina.
We got the smarmiest floors.
I live in a swamp, pal.
No lie.
There's no swamps in North Carolina.
You didn't know?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, there's lots of them.
All right. We're gonna play another song from Superchunk and come back and talk to him just a little bit more and then hear from Erectus Monotone and then we're gonna bail. So here's a Superchunk song. And it's called Down the Hall on Stereo 103 WPRB in Princeton. Music from Superchunk on Stereo 103 WPRB in Princeton. And we have the privilege of talking with Superchunk right now. They are doing a little mini tour of the East Coast, playing at Maxwell's tonight and tomorrow night at CBGB's with Teenage Fan Club, Action Swingers, among others. That was a song called Down the Hall, and it's from their LP released on Matador, that's self-titled. It's their first full album, although there was a single, or several singles actually, on which they appear anyway. And it's out on Matador Records, and we're talking with them right now. And let's see. God, I talked myself into a corner again. We've got this, Erectus Monotone is with you all. Are y'all playing together on most of the dates, or are...
Most of the dates, yeah.
Yeah, are they
all
playing at Maxwell's?
All except Maxwell's and CBGB's.
Really? Is there any place where people could catch Erectus Monotone next week or whatever, in later on? Nearby?
On Monday, well...
Court Tavern, New Brunswick?
Yeah,
that was a couple days ago. On Tuesday, Philly. I don't know how close that. You know,
yeah, yeah, no, that's
that
really
is.
Close. Khyber Pass.
Khyber Pass on Tuesday.
That's a good club. Yeah, they get a lot of good stuff there.
And then after that, we go down to Charlottesville, Virginia. So I guess that's a bit out
playing
of
tracks
range.
Down there.
Yeah, tracks.
Cool.
Right.
All right. Well, I guess we're just going to close out. People from Erectus Monotone who are standing around in the background, they can say hello if they want, and come on down here and just give us a little intro to this song. It's Vertigogo, but you want to tell us a little
first
bit about
song
it?
I ever wrote.
It's the first song you ever wrote?